spending our entire lives in a waiting room. We always seem to be using the present moment as a waiting period, putting our life on hold, as it were. It is as though we were constantly preparing for the real thing someday, which never comes. And in terms of our Christian discipleship, many of us are still using the church as a waiting room. But Jesus is not saying to us, when you finish doing this, or when you reach a certain age, then I will give you the gift of peace. Jesus says, my peace be with you now. As the Father has sent me, I send you now. Now we are living in an age in which the byword really has become now or never. In a very real sense, it is now or never for each of us. We might still think that later on will do. We might think that there's still another chance. But conditions always change with time. Now is the time to listen to the command of Jesus that each of us in our own way becomes a peacemaker. It has been said that after the first three evangelists had written the facts of history in their three gospels, then John set out to write a spiritual gospel. Now that is not to say that John's gospel does not contain facts of history, nor does it mean that the first three gospels do not have any spiritual content. The differences are in emphasis. It has been said that Matthew, Mark, and Luke are really the front page, and John created the editorial page. The emphasis in John is helping us to understand the deep down meaning of the real story of Jesus, the good news. That Christ in us is the hope of glory. And Christ living in us now is what John's gospel is all about. John's gospel is not about the Jesus of long ago, historically. It is about the living Spirit of the risen Christ that is within us now, even as I speak to you this very moment, and my words are not important. What is important at this moment? At this moment, the important element is that your attention be directed to that inner core within your heart now, where the Spirit of the risen Christ dwells, your center, your real self, that at this moment you become aware that the Christ Spirit is there now within you. Now. A remarkable book has been written entitled The 100th Monkey, written by a very successful author, Ken Keyes Jr., and he sold thus far over 1 million copies of the book, dedicated to the proposition, quite simply, that there is no cure for nuclear war, only prevention. And this superb little book begins with the true story of the 100th monkey, about the Japanese monkeys, Macaca fuscata, that have been observed in the wild jungles for over a period of 30 years. And in 1952, on the island of Kushima, scientists were providing sweet potatoes for those monkeys dropped in the sand. The monkeys all liked the taste of the raw sweet potatoes, but they did find the dirty sand unpleasant to eat. While the scientists watched their experiment, an 18-month-old female monkey by the name of Imo found that she was able to solve the problem by washing the sweet potatoes in this nearby stream. And she taught that trick of washing to her mother. And then her little playmates also learned the new way, and they taught their mothers. Now that was a cultural innovation for the little monkeys, and they gradually picked up by other monkeys right there in front of the scientists' eyes. Between 1952 and 58, all of the young monkeys learned how to wash the sandy sweet potatoes simply to make them more palatable. Now only the adults who imitated their children learned about the social improvement of washing. All of the other adult monkeys continued to eat the dirty, sandy sweet potatoes. Then something startling took place. In the autumn of 1958, a certain number of Kushima monkeys were still washing sweet potatoes. The exact number is not known. Let us suppose that the sun rose one morning and there were 99 monkeys on Kushima Island who had learned how to wash their sweet potatoes. Let's further suppose that later on that same morning, the 100th monkey learned how to wash the potatoes. And then it happened. By that evening, almost every monkey in the tribe was washing sweet potatoes before eating them. The added energy of this 100th monkey somehow created an ideological breakthrough. But notice something more important happened. The most surprising thing the scientists discovered was that the habit of washing sweet potatoes then spontaneously jumped over the sea, and colonies of monkeys in other islands and the mainland of Japan also began washing the sweet potatoes. But a certain critical number achieves an awareness, then it seems that this new awareness can be communicated from mind to mind. And even though the exact number is not known and can vary, this 100th monkey phenomenon means that when only a limited number of people know of a new way of doing something, it could easily remain the consciousness property of only that limited number of people. There's a certain point at which, if only one more person tunes in to a certain new awareness, then a field of raised consciousness is strengthened so that a new awareness reaches almost everyone, no matter where they might be in the world. Your awareness is needed today. Just one single more person to save this beautiful world from nuclear warfare. you could become the 100th monkey, as it were, who could furnish the added consciousness, energy, to create a shared awareness of the urgent necessity today to rapidly achieve a nuclear-free world. It could become, for you, a moment of illumination when all the pieces fit together, a quantum leap, a paradigm shift to understanding the implications of nuclear warfare. Today on Pentecost, the real power of the Holy Spirit, present now in your heart, present here in our midst as a community, is able to create a breakthrough, to break down the walls of division, the fears that we share, and create through us new life and new light in this dark, broken world. Jesus says, "Peace be with you now." Receive the Holy Spirit now. Today is a maturing experience for each of us, personally and as a community. The Spirit comes into our heart now to shatter the shells of nation, class, and race. The Spirit invites each of us now to rise above the pettiness of human division, so that through us, Christ can make all things new. Come, Holy Spirit, help us now to celebrate our unity in diversity, that we, many members, are one body. Our many languages and our many styles of life demand one commitment to the one Christ as Lord. Come, Spirit, now. Set us free from our fears. All the people who are strange that we fear, rob us of all the securities that encase us, the security of class and culture and nation, so that we can be secure and strong in you alone, so that we can learn to feel the life of the whole body of which you have made us a part. Come, Holy Spirit, and teach us to rejoice today with people who are still able to rejoice. Help us to hunger with those who are oppressed today, to weep with those who are filled with sorrow today, and to hope with all those people who really look forward to the promised kingdom. Come, Holy Spirit, to this room here, to these people here, as once you came long ago to a room filled with people, and fill us now with your healing life, so that we may make this one place one, and then go out and make others one in peace and healing.